This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this first weekend of April. And on our show this hour, from Investigation Discovery, Diane Diamond will be joining us, telling us about the Madeleine McCann story. It's very sad, but it's extremely interesting. Then our friend Josh Gates will be here, and he's going to be on this Sunday with Expedition Unknown, Egypt Live. They are going to be broadcasting live from Egypt at a archaeology spot. This is going to be something. Then Corbin Burnson, fine actor, of course, known for his role on L.A. Law. He's got a new movie that's going to be debuting in about a week. And we'll be talking to HGTV's Groundbreakers host, Joe Washington. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause briefly. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, from Investigation Discovery, Diane Diamond.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today, and our next guest was with us a few weeks ago. She's part of a TV show that is just so interesting. It is unbelievable. She's had an enormous career and successful one, too, with so many things that we'll be talking to her about. She's with Fox News, MSNBC, Entertainment Tonight, Court TV. She was a Capitol Hill correspondent for RKO Radio Networks and NPR's All Things Considered. She's part of a show coming up this Sunday, April 7th at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, on the ID Investigative Discovery Channel. Joining us right now is Diane Diamond. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Thank you so much. So you're a crime aficionado, are you?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
So tell us about this two-part special event premiere that's coming up this weekend, April 7th, as we mentioned, at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time, exclusively on Investigation Discovery, about a story that was so well-known, continues to be worldwide.
Yeah, it's the case of Madeleine McCann, not quite 4 years old. She went on a holiday with her British parents and a group of friends and their children to Portugal. Now, this is 2003, and one night, the children are put to bed, as was the routine, 7 o'clock, and at 8:30, the adults all met at the restaurant right there at the resort across from the swimming pool to have dinner. And every 15, 20 minutes, they'd get up and check on all the kids. They'd make the rounds. And at about 10 o'clock, they made the rounds, and Madeleine McCann is gone. she's just gone. And the window next to the bed where she slept is wide open. And it hadn't been wide open. And therein starts this tragedy. The Portuguese police are called in. The McCanns are not happy with this police force. It's a tiny little resort area. This is the kidnapping of a little child. And so they go to the British consulate that brings in the British police and ultimately Scotland Yard. Well, that kind of riles up the Portuguese police, and there's a lot of rivalry. And the Portuguese police start investigating the McCanns. They spend about a year investigating the McCanns instead of, in my opinion, going after some of these very obvious clues to other culprits. Kind of a tragedy all around.
That's a long time for a case to stay hot, a year before they start going outside of the family.
Well, you know, to be fair, I'm sure they did look at other things, but they never interviewed all of the staff at the resort. There had been reports of kind of skeezy-looking guys hanging around the resort, breaking into units, stealing money and things, and there seemed to be no urgency to their investigation. The night that the parents were getting up every 15, 20 minutes to check the kids, one of their group saw a man walking by carrying a little child with pajamas that looked just like Maddie McCann's. Well, they did check that out, and it turned out that was just another resort goer carrying his daughter back to their room. But there was a second sighting that night by an Irish couple, and they said there was this man carrying a sleeping little girl in those kind of pajamas with the little frill at the bottom, and he looked uncomfortable. They said, like, he wasn't used to carrying a child, and he wouldn't look at them, and he headed off toward the beach. Well, they never found out who that was.
Oh, my God.
Really? Well, crazy.
Yeah, Diane, but were there other children in the room? You said the families got together for dinner and the children are in their resort unit.
Resort unit, yeah.
Was there
anyone? There were. In Maddie's room where she slept, it was a two-bedroom unit. Her little twin siblings were there on a, like in little porta cribs, you know, about 2 years old. So there are two sleeping children and Maddie in the same room. Her bed's under the window and she's the only one missing. And there's nothing else missing. This wasn't a burglary where then they said, hey, there's a kid, let's take the kid. This seemed to be a targeted kidnapping of that particular beautiful, may I add, beautiful little girl.
I guess a lot of people listening to our conversation here now are going to say, why would a responsible parent leave small children in a room, even though the room may have been 50, 100 feet away, without somebody of an older age watching over them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I'm the mother of a daughter. You know, I would never do that. The resort had what they called a creche, a babysitting service. You could take your children there and they could play and be put to bed and then you could come get them later. Why didn't they take advantage of that? You know, my only explanation is in 2003, parents were not the kind, especially European parents, were not the helicopter parents that we are.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We always got our eyes on the kids and they're never out of our sight. And it's sad to say this never would have happened if they had only just taken the kids to the creche, but they didn't.
Well, you're talking about helicopter parents. My son and daughter-in-law are the epitome of helicopter parents. And really, it's to the nth degree. And you're sitting in their family room, and they've got TV monitors that are monitoring a bedroom that is literally 15 feet away. So I just can't understand how this could happen in this environment, in this restaurant in Portugal. Was there any request for any kind of ransom? I mean, because if you're taking a child, you're taking for one of two reasons. Either you want a child and you can't have one, or you want something in return.
Right. Or there's a third sad reason, because you want to put that child into a child sex ring.
Oh, all right.
And right across the water in Morocco, there, and even in Portugal, there were known child sex trafficking rings operating. So I'm sad to say that that's sort of the prevailing theory, that Madeline McCann, being as beautiful as she was, and by the way, she had this really distinctive mark in her right eye, a little flaw in her iris, a brown spot in her blue eye, a beautiful child that, I hate to even talk about it, but if it was a child sex trafficking ring, that's the exact target you want.
Yeah.
4 years old, beautiful. Now, you know, they could have cut off all her hair and dyed it and made her look completely different, but she still will always have that little mark in her eye.
In your research, Diane, over the past 15 years, has anything came closer to a resolution? I mean, when we're watching here on Sunday evening, will we be surprised and pleasantly surprised, or are we still down this dark road?
Well, unfortunately, I think we're still down the dark road, but you will be surprised at how many tips and leads and demands for money the McCanns got. And each one buoyed their hopes that, oh, this has got to be it. This person says they know exactly where Maddie is. And this person says if we only give them $10,000, they'll tell us where Maddie is. And, you know, their emotions must have been on such an up-and-down roller coaster all during that time. And as you say, here we are, you know, a decade and a half later, and they must still be feeling like that. I'm sure they still have some hope in there somewhere. You got to have hope.
Right.
You know, Maddie would be 16 years old now. So wherever she is, if she is still alive, it would be normal for her to gravitate toward the internet, right?
Sure.
So maybe she reads a story about herself and she says, hey, wait, I have that mark in my eye. I vaguely remember a mommy and a daddy and twin siblings. And, you know, she may walk into a police station somewhere in the world someday and say, hey, am I who I think I am? And this would have a happy ending. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that would be sensational. And programs like this and the program that was going to be airing on Sunday will hopefully move that forward if indeed that is the final analysis. Boy, I tell you, what a sad story. That really and truly is. I can't even imagine what they're going through. And the sickos who are asking for ransom money that have nothing to do with it ought to be jailed too, for all intents and purposes. That's just torture to these parents.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And I don't think, however, anybody who ever made one of those claims faced any punishment.
Right.
It just, you know, their attempt fell apart, and they just melded or slithered back into the atmosphere. No one has ever been jailed for one of those false reports.
So the investigation discovery coming up on this Sunday, April 7th at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time, and it's called the Madeline McCann An ID Murder Mystery, and it's a two-part series, Diane. So when does the other part air?
Well, it's two hours.
Oh, okay.
And we'll show both hours on Sunday night, and then of course, as we always do on Investigation Discovery, we'll replay it again, and it'll be available on ID Go as well.
Okay, Diane, if you get any more revelations on this thing, please come back, and of course, anytime you want to come back, you're welcome here. You know that.
Thank you so much, Ron. Have a great weekend ahead.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll be watching. Diane Diamond has been our guest, as we mentioned before. Her show is going to be premiering on this Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time, on Investigation Discovery, Madeline McCann, an ID murder mystery. And a sad story, too, I might add. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. I'm always excited when our next guest is with us. He is a terrific guy, friend of the show. He's been on several times, and he's going to be talking about something that is super exciting that's going to be happening this Sunday, and it's a live, unprecedented look at what's happening in Egypt with an archaeology find. It's Expedition Unknown. Egypt Live, a two-hour live event. It premieres on both coasts Sunday, April 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time on Discovery. Joining us right now is our friend Josh Gates and also Zahi Haiwaz. Hi, Zahi. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Ron. Good to be with you.
It's always nice when you're here, Josh, and I'm glad you brought your friend Zahi, an Egyptian archaeologist. Tell us about what you're going to be doing live this Sunday, April 7th. I think this is so cool. I mean, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, a really, really exciting night. You know, our goal on Expedition Unknown is always to take our viewers around the world, to introduce them to world-class leading experts, and to take them on an adventure. And I think this show is going to be the ultimate version of that. We are going to be taking our viewers live to Egypt, to a place in Middle Egypt. This is right in the middle of the country, where archaeologists have recently found a whole network of underground tombs and chambers. It's a necropolis. And we're going to be joined by Dr. Zahi Haiwaz, who's with me here today, and you know, one of the world's leading Egyptologists. And he's going to be guiding us in real time down into these tombs. And this is, you know, this is not for TV. This is a real excavation site, and we're going to be finding real artifacts and hopefully opening a sarcophagus, an ancient sarcophagus, on live TV. So it doesn't get much more exciting than that from where I sit.
First of all, how do you technically do this? I mean, it is tough enough doing a live show just in a studio under a controlled atmosphere. How are you doing this? You're going to go into the inner chambers of an excavation site, and you're going to, well, there have been 40 mummies believed to be part of this site, and you're going to go into an area where, frankly, the identity of the mummy inside has been a mystery for 3,000 years. How do you do this technically from a satellite, from a timing situation, for the breaks? I mean, this has got to be an undertaking that is far more complicated than live TV was back in the early days of the golden age of television, back in the 50s.
I think it is going to be a really technically challenging night. Luckily, Zahi and I don't have to worry about the technical side of things. But yeah, it all has to be, we're going to have cameras down there with us. We're going to be probably tethered, you know, tethered cameras down there in the chambers. There's a real maze of passages down there. They'll then beam that up to space, and it'll go live to both coasts back in the U.S. In terms of just the mechanics of what we're going to do, it's going to be also, I think, a real challenge. There's some real tight spaces down there. There's tight tunnels. And to get to the sarcophagus, you know, one of the things that I'm really leaning on Dr. Hawass for and his amazing team is the actual work of opening one of these sarcophagi. It's not just something like opening a Diet Coke can where you just pop the lid on this thing. It takes an enormous amount of care and preparation and also brute strength. These are extremely heavy lids on these sarcophagi. So this is going to be a big effort underground. And I think, though, that even though it is a challenge, that's kind of what makes this such an amazing night, is that the viewers are going to be a part of that challenge. Whatever happens to us, it's going to happen to them. They're going to see it all in real time.
Now, Dr. Hawass, you are extremely educated in this area and an Egyptian archaeologist and also the Minister of State Antiquities Affairs, and you worked at the Great Pyramids as an inspector.
I'm the former Minister of Antiquities.
Yeah, former Minister of Antiquities.
When I became a minister, I was unhappy because I'm an archaeologist. Spent all my life excavating and revealing secrets of, from the sand. And this major important discovery that we're working, it's really amazing. For 2 years, this big, large cemetery under the ground, tombs, huge land. What this sarcophagus could contain? Maybe a mummy.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Josh, I would be remiss if I didn't say, are you a little worried about this might being another Geraldo Rivera situation on live television with the Al Capone?
It's funny. It's funny, Ron. I've done a number of interviews over the last week, and you'd be, you know, that gets brought up a lot. You know, the Al Capone's vault looms large still.
Yeah.
I have to say I'm not worried about it because to some extent, I mean, look, we know that these are ancient tombs. We know that because the way Egyptians were buried, they were buried with things that were very dear to them. They were buried with personal artifacts. I think we know that we're going to find some truly historic things down there. I'm not worried about that. I think, you know, in the case of Geraldo, it was like a big nothing burger. But the other thing is I'm kind of embracing the unknown here. You know, I think that archaeologists, this is what they have to deal with every day, right? They don't know what they're going to find. They don't know when they dig in the sand if they're going to hit the jackpot and find some, you know, something that really changes our knowledge of the past, or whether they're going to find nothing. You know, that thrill, that unknown is what I'm embracing.
And Josh, please come back and talk, both of you, come back and talk to us about what happened on this Sunday, okay?
Absolutely, Ron. A pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, Josh. We'll be watching. A longtime friend of our show, Josh Gates, and a gentleman that he brought with him this time around, Zahi Hawass, who, as we mentioned before, has a massive background in Egyptian history. He was an inspector for the Great Pyramids for many, many years. He was the former Minister of State for Antiquity Affairs, and he worked on the Nile Delta, the Western Desert, and the Upper Nile Valley. And this show is going to be airing this Sunday. It's Expedition Unknown, Egypt Live. It's a two-hour live event. It premieres on both coasts on Sunday, April 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Discovery. It's the first in the new season of Discovery to broadcast their new season. And I have to be totally candid with you. I think this is going to be very, very interesting. If you have any idea how difficult it is to do live television in a controlled atmosphere of a studio or in an auditorium or in an arena or in a stadium, it's one thing. But when you go to the other side of the world and you're in a massive underground complex, a tomb for all intents and purposes, this is going to be a challenge not only from a historical archaeology dig, but also from a broadcasting standpoint. I'm going to be watching. Want to remind everybody, if you want to check out our website, just go to ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to our homepage, there is an icon right on the front where it says Listen Live. And if you hit that, you can catch our latest show, this one, on demand 24/7. In addition to that, there's a Facebook icon, and if you click that on, you and I could be friends on Facebook. There's one other website I want to remind you of, and that's our concert series with a 15-piece orchestra. And to learn more about that, go to Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS.com, and you'll catch all the information regarding our spring and summer tour with our big concert series. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is thanking Jewish Republicans for their support, and he's urging them to help him again for his campaign in 2020. He spoke before members of the Republican Jewish Coalition.
Shabbat Shalom.
The president told the crowd he's kept his promise to support Israel, and pointing to those on the left who criticize the Jewish state, he said Democrats have allowed anti-Semitism to take root in their party.
They have allowed that. They have allowed that.
He spoke of his stance on immigration after Friday's inspection of a portion of his new wall in Calexico, California. He said the U.S. is simply too full for any more migrants.
Get out. Sorry, get out. Sorry, can't handle it.
For now, the president is backing off his threat to close the southern border with Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Our next guest is no stranger to the show. He's been with us several times. Corbin Burnson joins us right now. Hi, Corbin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much, as always, for having me on the air.
I know you know, but for clarifying to our audience, your mom, Jeannie Cooper, great actress, yeah, of course, had been on our show several times. In fact, we did a remote broadcast one time from Las Vegas at the Rio. They were opening some kind of a new thing. And she was there and was a delight. Loved having her. What a lady.
That's so funny. You just saying that makes me, I'll get all goosebumps because she's an incredible lady, and she loved her moments in Vegas, and she loved the Rio, boy.
Oh, no.
When you said that, I was like, wow, okay, I remember that.
No doubt about it. I remember distinctly one of our guests there at that time was Lauren Bacall. And,
wow.
Hey, so tell us about it. This is taken from a true story. This is actually based on a novel, His Sunrise, My Sunset. I watched the trailer. Boy, this is very penetrating stuff.
Yeah, it's a wonderful film. You know, occasionally, look, I love everything I do, and I try to find great purpose in all the films I do, whether they're in the faith genre or even outside the faith genre. I find, you know, I like to explore that human character and the wonderful gift that God has given all of us. But this film in particular is timely because not only in my personal life, but I look at it a world that is seemingly, as I watch the news, which I try to do less and less, but we're in turmoil, we're against one another, we're pitted against one another for reasons that we don't know, and I personally stop trying to understand. We're given this gauntlet of obstacles, problems. Lose a family member. Somebody gets sick. Finances go this way. There's not enough food. I see something in the world where people are starving. Whatever it is. And you go, God, why, man? Why do you give us this gift and throw this gauntlet of obstacles at us? Story, quite frankly, is a woman who, early on in her life, wanted to go out with this military guy. And I'm a military man, and I wouldn't let her. She's my daughter. I wouldn't let her go out with him. And she had to really work, and he had to work to get my approval, and they finally do. And then she spends this wonderful life with him, and then in the instant, blink of an eye, his life is all but taken. But through it all, it is her faith, not blind faith, love for God, that has taken her through that gauntlet, if you will. And she's one of the kindest, sweetest, most gentle, generous, lovely ladies I've met.
Done very uniquely, because it refers back to these flashbacks of when she was young, and you were, as you mentioned before, a difficult dad to deal with. And it reminds me of the days when I was a disc jockey, first starting this business, and I would tell the mothers of the girls that I dated at that time, I would never let my daughter date a disc jockey, okay, because I knew too much about their backgrounds. But in this particular case, you were a military man, knew what she would have to face, and then after this tragic accident that actually puts him very close to death, she goes back and forth reliving the times that you were obstinate about what she wanted to do with her life and what you wanted her to do with her life. It's very, very well done. I must tell you, you do a good job.
It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful structure to a story, because you see this moment where his life is in the balance and she's there, and you go back to these flashbacks and you see how hard she had to work at the beginning just to get this relationship, just to get her father's approval. And then here she is, and as I said, this magnificent day, she gets the approval, that beautiful day there, all this wonderful, and yet still there's another obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the point where in life people got to make that big choice.
There's a couple of twists and turns in this, Corbin, that I don't want to give too much away, okay, because I know what happens at the wedding with a nice ceremony, and of course the ending, is an ending, so I don't want to talk too much about it, but I do urge everybody to see it, because it is a very heartfelt and very emotional, yet somewhat entertaining. I mean, when I say somewhat entertaining, I don't want anybody to walk away and think that they're going to cry in their Kleenex for the next 3 hours. It includes all the ingredients for a very well-rounded, great performance.
Yeah, it really is. It's a wonderful story. And I'm finding out at this point in life, great stories touch who we are as people, and they ring true.
Mm-hmm.
You'll meet a lot of people who say, there's a lot of faith-based movies that stink. People are Christians who watch faith-based movies and say that wasn't very good. But occasionally a movie comes along that's entertaining, as you said. And, I mean, it's a good movie, and you're not going to have Kleenex out the whole time. And I think I'm pretty good in it, but I don't like to comment on myself too much. I knew I was connected, so that was important. It's one of those films you walk away and you go, wow, okay, and there was that. You're touched. Mm-hmm. You're touched on some human level, whether you're a believer, non-believer, Christian, whatever it is, you're touched by the film because the film has touched the human spirit of who we are.
Well, if you've got blood running through your veins, you got to be touched with it. And again, it debuts on Tuesday, April 9th on DVD, digital, and on demand, too. Now, I'm going to jump subject just for a moment in the moments we have left, okay? I did not realize, for as many times as you and I have talked, that you have over 8,000 collection of snow globes, including one that I would just die for, the Lone Ranger. That's terrific that you got these things. You know, everybody talks about, there's a generation that knows what the hell we're talking about. You know that, don't you?
Right. Yeah, I do. It's something I started when I did L.A. Law. I was going around the country promoting, as I do here. I'm not one of these actors who does stuff and won't get behind it and talk. And when I went around the country during the L.A. Law days, which is pretty much all I talked about during those days, you go visit places and we give you a hat or a T-shirt, you know, whether it's a radio station or TV station or just a ribbon cutting of a mall or whatever you're doing. Everybody gives you a gift, and it's usually a souvenir of the town. And by the time I was done with L.A. Law, about 25, about 50 hats, equally as many T-shirts. But I also had a good handful, maybe 20 or so, of these snow globes. You know, Louisville, Chicago, Indianapolis, Minneapolis. You know, I had snow globes in these places, and I looked at them, and there was a day, it must have been a specific day, I looked at them and went, well, this is one-off. They're kind of goofy. They're souvenirs. Who cares? But together, they looked like pop art, if you will.
Sure.
And that was also where I'd been. But lo and behold, it's, long story short, I became an avid collector. And I've got over 8,000, but I'm closing on 9,000. And one thing I'm really, God help me, God hear me, I want to create a permanent residence for them that people can enjoy, something that's self-sustaining, that people can enjoy, and my kids can say, well, that's my dad's. They don't necessarily want it. It's valuable to collect, and I suppose when I'm long gone, they can do what they want with it. But I want people to see it, and it's sort of been behind walls in my office for years. And there's something rather extraordinary when you see it is a complete installation. So one of my goals for 2019-2020.
I think that's great. That's so unique. I would love to see it. That's a lot of snow globes when you really come down to it.
But there's no National Snow Globe Museum.
No,
so
I did.
Anybody out there wants to have Corbin Burns include the National Snow Globe Museum, the International Snow Globe Museum, call Ron up and get a hold of me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on board with that. I would love to see that. How cool is that? Well, again, the movie is going to be premiering on April 19th on DVD, digital, and on demand. It's called Sunrise in Heaven, and it stars our friend and a very talented man, there's no doubt, Corbin Burnson. Corbin, I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here, and we invite you to come back. And maybe when you come back the next time, if you have time, we can chat more about the snow globes.
We'll definitely do it, putting my wares on display for the next 6 months.
Well, we'll look forward to having you back. Corbin, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the film, and we'll chat soon.
As always, man, thank you for having me, and my mom. She just told me to say hi.
Oh, that's a house. Now I'm the one that got all choked up here at this end. Thanks for
She said I heard it, and it was loud and clear.
Great.
She loves you.
I love her, too. Man. There's no doubt. Thanks so much, Corbin. Corbin Burnson has been our guest. That was pretty nice of him for doing that. Now that summer is right around the corner, people are going to be thinking about traveling. Here's some destinations around the world that you should travel by car. Iceland. Exploring Iceland is best done in an automobile. South of France. You want to see all that South of France has to offer? You should do it in a car. Go to Ireland. Now, if you're flying into Dublin and planning to remain city-bound, then renting a car isn't necessary. However, if you'd like to see more of the Emerald Island, get in a car. Montana in the United States. There's something about Montana that makes it really nice to go by car. towering mountains, vast prairies, tons of back roads leading to gorgeous viewpoints, and Tuscany, Italy, cruising through the Italian countryside, enjoying leisurely lunches, stopping at wineries, the ultimate way to see Tuscany, and New Zealand. It's great to see New Zealand by car, but even better in a camper van or RV. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgie today. Our next guest is a welcome guest on our show, not only because what we're going to be talking about, which I'm a complete zero at, so I'm going to get a good education, but also he is a fellow broadcaster, and we'll talk about his career there. He's the original host of HGTV's Groundbreakers. Joining us right now, talking about spring landscaping, because spring is upon us, is Joe Washington. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
And you're not a zero. You do what you do, and you do it well.
Well, thank you for doing that. Apparently, you have not spoken to my wife in recent days, So apparently you're unaware of what really happens. But, you know, there was a time many years ago where I didn't care anything about the yard. I wanted to go down to the boat and have a good time, right? For some reason, maybe it's my age, I'm getting back into it. I'm in love with sod. I would do anything just to have sod on hand. I don't know what it is. Some people don't even know what that is in some parts of the country.
I get it.
Where do you start? Guy across the street, little Italian guy, he knows where to start, he knows where to finish, he knows the middle. Let's talk about somebody like me who likes to see all of this stuff but is clueless as where to start, Joe.
Well, it can be overwhelming, and you know, you have to build a base of knowledge over time. I think starting small and working your way up is the way to go. If you own a home, that's kind of being overwhelmed as being overwhelmed, but recognize what you're dealing with. Take inventory in your yard, and hopefully you have plants you like, and what you don't like, get rid of them, and you know, replace them with things that work more for you. You want to go as low maintenance as you can. There's not any such thing as no maintenance. Keep it as simple as possible as you work your way into it. But I'm with you, man. It's like the simple things that just really get me excited this time of year. Watching plants come out of the ground, and you know, the smell of fresh cut grass and mulch and that kind of thing. It just gives me a lot of satisfaction. I don't, and it's probably age and experience.
Or boredom. Could be boredom. You know, when I moved into my home several years ago, and it had trees and shrubberies, and little by little, my wife says, I got it to look like a new home that has never had landscaping, okay, because it's very simplistic. But I'm always trying to do something that looks nice but is simple. Now, I have a guy that cuts the grass, but what about things like trimming? How do you make the backyard homey? I have a pool. That's a full-time job. Do you go for fake foliage for zeros like me? Where do we start, Joe?
To keep it real, and I like to keep it to things that grow well in that area. You know, you can do a lot of things with hibiscus there, and you know, just things that give you beautiful flowers, and do some year-round gardening. Outdoor living spaces is having different places to go to. Maybe you want to do a fire pit, or you have a little area where you can create an outdoor kitchen with a grill. Now, you mentioned cutting grass. It's fortunate that you have somebody to cut your grass. I think it's important to know that there's great products out there that you can get to. And one of the things I will recommend is to get a gas-powered mower versus a battery-powered mower, because gas-powered mower can deliver twice the power and runs three times longer. And Briggs & Stratton, I'm sure you're familiar with their products.
Absolutely.
They make the engines, and they've got engines that have push-button starts. Their features on mowers include a folding feature where you can store your mower, and you don't have to change oil in the engines, and they're a whole lot quieter than they used to be. Now, if you already have a mower, this is the time of year when, if you've had it in storage, you probably want to take it out and do some maintenance, change the blade, change the oil, and if it doesn't start, it's probably because it's got a bad spark plug. So I recommend Autolite Extreme Start Iridium plugs. They're great because you can get 26% quicker, more consistent starts with them, you get better fuel efficiency, and a longer life compared to a copper plug. So those are just some things that your listeners need to know about.
I actually go back to the days, and my father was so excited. We had this electric lawnmower, but it had an extension cord like that was four miles long. I'm serious. It had an extension cord. I kept on running over the doggone thing. When you talk about tools, though, that really makes a difference in everything, whether you work on cars or you like to work with wood. I mean, if you don't have the right tools to take care of your yard, you're really coming from behind the eight ball, are you not?
You really are. It makes it easier to do the job, and, you know, you want to have the right tool for the job. And a lot of times it's just easier to have people do the work for you. I get that when you don't have the times. I'm sure you're on a demanding schedule, but you know, you have certain things you want to achieve, and you also want to be able to maybe stand back sometimes and say that, hey, I did that myself.
Sure.
You know, sit down and enjoy a nice beverage in your little outdoor living space and say, hey, I helped create this.
Yeah.
And that's part of the satisfaction. You know, this is a time when people like to do a lot of cleanup. I've got a product that really comes in handy here, and that's Clorox Regular Bleach. A little trick, a solution of half a cup of bleach and a gallon of water, and you can use it to treat mold and fungi and mildew. It's great for flower pots, gardening shears, metal garden stakes, plastic patio furniture. And I'll bet your wife loves cut flowers.
Yes,
right?
She does, yeah. Her mother was a florist, so she's
Okay. And she probably knows this trick, but You know, a lot of times the water gets kind of cloudy and smells kind of funky in the vase.
Yeah.
And to eliminate that, you might want to use a quarter teaspoon of Clorox regular bleach and a quart of water. Very, very important that you follow that formula. It keeps the water fresh and clear, and you won't have that funky smell.
I did mention this briefly in the introduction of your time in broadcasting. You had a news anchoring and reporting hard news for stations in Denver and Atlanta and in some movies, such as the originals, Read Between the Lines, Army Wives, and on the big screen with Anchorman 2, Forrest Gump, and Scream 2. But you found your lot in life with the garden, and I congratulate you for it. You sound like you're having fun, Joe.
Well, it's all part of the process and part of necessity in making a living. You have to reinvent yourself from time to time. But it's been fun. You know, getting out here on your own and just trying to find your way, creating opportunities and having different opportunities pop up, fun, and to be able to talk to people like you. You know, you're talking about getting satisfaction out of what you're doing in the yard. A lot of what we forget to do sometimes when we put plants in the ground is we neglect them, we don't feed them, okay? So they need food too. A great product is Miracle-Gro's Performance Organics line. You feed your plants and you're going to notice twice the bounty of fruits and herbs and vegetables, flowers. You just got to treat them right. Don't overwater, but water and make sure you feed them.
I bought bushes many, many years ago. They got, you know, the guy said, they're going to be 10 feet tall. Well, they're about 3 right now. And he gave me some of that product. And I put it on, and like the first 6 months, the thing grew like 6 inches. So, you know, I have to concur with what you're talking about. Where can we go for more information, Joe?
Go to tipsontv.com.
Great. Hey, Joe, come back either in the summer or the fall and tell us what to do at that time of the year, all right?
Well, I hope I'm allowed to do that.
Well,
Thank you.
Hey, you working out there in the yard, you're going to live to be 1,000.
I don't know if I want to live that long, but I'll take 100.
Okay.
How's that?
Well, and we'll give it to you, too. Nice having you here.
Appreciate you.
Good talking with another broadcaster. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye. The original host of HGTV's Groundbreakers, talking about spring and how it's sprung in your yard with Joe Washington. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
to put a wrapper on things on Ron Segi Today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include John Ratzenberger from Cheers, actor, singer, producer Robert Townsend, number 10, Bo Derek, from Investigation Discovery, Diane Diamond, our friend from Expedition Unknown, with a show coming up called Egypt Live, coming up this weekend, Josh Gates, actor Corbin Burnson, and from HDTV's Groundbreakers, Joe Washington. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.